Rule number 10. If you get a new best friend, it's rude to show off about it. Lady Serena Archibald came back Monday morning. I didn't find that out because Brittany told me, though. I found out because Courtney Wilcox told me. And the only reason Courtney told me was because she carpools to school with Brittany and she saw the whole thing. But Brittany told her not to tell me, except that Courtney was mad at Brittany for telling her that she wasn't her best friend anymore. Mary Kay is Brittany's new best friend. Courtney is now Brittany's second best friend. I guess the whole brownie thing should have been a sign that this was coming, but none of us recognized it then for what it was. The truth is, Courtney said, the only reason Brittany gave that brownie to Mary Kay was because she was planning all along on making Mary Kay her new best friend. Your dance was really the best, even if your singing wasn't all that good. I said thank you, even though I wasn't sure what Courtney had said was a compliment. Because that is the polite thing to do when someone compliments you, even if you aren't sure it's a compliment. That's a rule. Of course, neither Brittany nor Mary Kay was speaking to me. Brittany, because I had told her mother about the suitcase game, and Mrs. Hauser had taken away Brittany's karaoke machine and her television privileges as well. And Mary Kay because I had told Scott Stampley I was moving on her birthday when I had promised I wouldn't. And Lady Serena Archibald is all right? I asked Courtney. Oh, yes, Courtney said. I mean, her fur is all matted and dirty because she'd been in a field and gotten into some burrs. But she was sitting on the front porch this morning when Mr. Hauser went out to get the newspaper, and she was just fine. Really hungry, but fine. Mrs. Hauser is taking her to a professional groomer to get the burrs out and says she should be good as new. I was super relieved to hear that. I didn't even care about the other thing. I mean, about Brittany and Mary Kay not speaking to me. The truth was, after what happened at the Hausers, I didn't want to be friends with them anymore anyway. I'll be your best friend if you want, Allie, Courtney said, until you move anyway. I said, okay, because it's rude to say no to someone who asks you if you want to be best friends. What's even more rude is to do what Mary Kay and Brittany did later that day, which was come up to me in the art room, where I was innocently gouging an outline of Marvin begging for a bone into my linoleum tile, and go, what smells? Brittany said. I think it's Allie. Allie Stinkle smells like a rat. I have to admit, that really hurt my feelings. But I wasn't going to cry or anything, at least in front of them. Because crying when people are trying to insult you just gives them what they want. Then they win, because they know they made you sad. So you have to pretend like you don't care. Then you win. That's a rule. Instead, I kept working on my art project and said very calmly, like what they'd said hadn't bothered me at all. Wow, that's very mature, you guys. Oh, right, Brittany said. Like you're so mature. I can't believe you told my mother about Lady Business Executive. I can't believe you put an innocent cat in a suitcase, I shot back. I can't believe you keep a book of rules, Brittany said. I was so shocked that she said that, I forgot about pretending not to care. In fact, I nearly jammed my block cutter into my thumb. What did you say? I asked. That's right, Brittany said with a smile I can only call mean. I know all about how you're such a weirdo. You have to write down rules to remind yourself how to act, Allie. That's really pathetic. You know, I almost feel sorry for you. I turned my hurt gaze toward Mary Kay, who was standing next to Brittany. At least Mary Kay looked kind of uncomfortable, if the way she was staring at her shoes were any indication, I mean. You told her? I croaked. About my book of rules? Mary Kay rubbed her nose with her shoulder, avoiding looking at me. Before she had a chance to say anything, Brittany went, Of course she told me about your stupid book of rules. Never eat anything red, please. Who do you think you are, anyway? The food police? You know what rule I think you need to add to your little book, Allie Stinkle? The rule of not being a rat. I'm I'm so glad you're moving, so you won't continue to stink up our class with your hideous rat odor. Aren't you glad she's moving, Mary Kay? Oh, yes, Mary Kay said, perking up suddenly. I'm really glad you're my best friend now, Brittany. Me too, Brittany said, throwing an arm around Mary Kay's neck. It was at this moment that I realized that other people were listening to our conversation and finding it very interesting. By other people, I mean other people at the table I was sitting at. People who were still only at the cutting stage of their block printing project. One of them, unfortunately, was Scott Stampley.
You keep a book of rules? He asked me.
Shut up, I said to him, because I might have to put up with Brittany and Mary Kay, but I do not have to put up with him.
Are there any rules in there about me?
Scott wanted to know. Yeah, I said, to stay as far away as possible from you.
How about this? Scott asked. Is there a rule about this?
Then he burped very loudly. Ew! Shrieked Brittany and Mary Kay, which is, of course, exactly the kind of reaction boys like Scott Stampley hope to get when they do things like that, because Brittany and Mary Kay do not know the rule about ignoring people. No, I said, but there's a rule against this. Then I burped even louder than he had. This caused Brittany and Mary Kay to shriek again, and also caused all the people sitting at my table to groan disgustedly, including Scott Stampley. That was when Ms. Myers came over to see what was going on.
Excuse me, girls, Ms. Myers said to Brittany and Mary Kay, who were the only ones who weren't at their own table. Is there a problem here?
Oh, no problem, Ms. Myers, Brittany said in the sugary sweet voice she only uses when grown-ups are around. We were just telling Allie how much we're going to miss her when she moves away.
Well, that's very nice of you, Ms. Myers said. But I think you should go back to your seats now.
Of course, Ms. Myers, Brittany said. And the two of them flounced off, squealing things like, ew, she's so disgusting. And I told you, she's practically a boy. Ms. Myers looked down at me as I held my linoleum tile and asked,
Allie, are you all right?
I must have looked as if I were about to start crying or something. I did feel as if I were about to, a little. Oh, yes, I said, trying to smile. I'm fine, thanks.
Your tile is lovely, Ms. Myers said about my lino tile. Is that Marvin?
Yes, I said. I could feel the tears swimming inside my eyes, fighting to come out. But I was fighting just as hard to hold them back. Practically a boy? How could they say that? They'd seen me do grand jetés. No boy could do that. At least in our class.
Well, keep up the good work, Ms. Myers said, some of her long hair brushing my hand.
Then she moved on to see what Scott Stampley was making. A king snake eating a smaller snake, eating a smaller snake, all the while almost being run over by a Corvette, Scott's favorite kind of car. Over on the other side of the room, I could see Brittany and Mary Kay giggling together. I could also see Courtney Wilcox staring at them all jealously, wishing she were over there giggling with them. They were probably giggling about my book of rules. Was it really that weird that I kept a book of rules? Rules are important. If it weren't for rules, no one would know how to act at all. And then the world would just be full of Brittany Housers, and who would want that? I wasn't going to give up writing in my book of rules just because Brittany and Mary Kay thought it was weird. I was going to keep on writing in it. Maybe I just wouldn't tell any more people about it. Like my new best friend, whoever she was going to be. Sometimes it's better just to keep things to yourself. That's a rule.